This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you with the able assistance today of Rob Mitchell. Now, lots of questions already coming in for my next guest, which isn't surprising, as Beyond Blue has been making news for all the wrong reasons, as Chair Jeff Kennett once again opened his mouth and revealed he definitely does not get it when it comes to our community. And as I say, I've already had several messages on that. I'll read this one out now before we start. Bloody Jeff Kennett, his outdated autocratic viewpoints are insignificant. Doug, as a stalwart of the community, his mindset is not normal, as was shown when he was Premier. He was probably a depressive person running our state. That's crazy, not thoughtful and lovely like the GLBTI community. Wake up, Jeff, or retire. And Agrarian Socialist says the same thing. Basically, Jeff, why don't you take a leaf out of your namesake Wiggle and wake up? Okay. But the question is Jeff Kennett representative of the Beyond Blue organisation? And joining us on the line now, we have the CEO of that organisation, Dawn O'Neill. Good afternoon, Dawn.
Good afternoon, Doug. And Rob, I believe.
Good day, Dawn.
Yes, he's here. Now, I think probably you can understand there's been a fair amount of exasperation in the gay community over Jeff Kennett's latest remarks regarding the fitness or otherwise of same-sex couples to bring up children. It wouldn't have been so bad, I suppose, if he'd been talking as a private individual, but he actually used your organisation's name in his remarks. How does that make you feel?
Well, as I said in the statement that I placed on the website and at other times when asked, that certainly Beyond Blue's view clearly is that we value diversity and social inclusion, and we've been doing a great amount of work in a really positive way to engage with the GLBTI community. We've got a survey running, doing lots of things, and certainly those views that Jeff expressed were the views of his own views, and don't reflect the views of Beyond Blue and the wider organisation.
Yeah, but he brought your name into it. I think that, you know, that was the sort of upsetting thing for me, I think, as much as anything.
Yeah, and that's
unfortunate, perhaps?
Unfortunate, yes, and I guess it's something that you know, I'm really keen to make clear to the broader community, and of course not just to the GLBTI community, but single parents and other people who may have read that and the story and thought that they were perhaps, you know, and I'm sure, knowing Jeff as I do, he is a very compassionate human being, cares very much for people. I'm sure it wasn't his intention to offend in that way, but it's really important, I think, that we acknowledge that children grow up healthy and well in a loving relationship, regardless of whether it's single parents, blended families, or gay and lesbian families. It's the quality of the parenting that makes the difference. And we know that from the research. The research is very, very clear about that.
Rob Mitchell.
Dawn, how are you going?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
You're better than I am, I must admit. I just want to do something that might sound a little bit odd, but I just want to just give the listeners a quick background on you. You know, Master of Business Administration, Fellow of the Australian Institute of Company Directors, previously CEO of one of Australia's largest charities, that's Lifeline Australia.
Yeah.
In 2009, you were appointed a member of the Order of Australia for the services to the community and to mental health. Mm-hmm. You're a member of the Australian Suicide Prevention Advisory Council, and you're also, I think, Deputy Chair, is that right, on the National Advisory Council of Mental Health?
Was. Resigned at the beginning of this year, but yes, I had been for many years.
Yep, so that's sort of a quick snapshot of Dawn O'Neill and you know, great CV, and I wanted to put that on the record because the other bit of research that I came across, for listeners who don't know what TEDx is, it's a voluntary organisation that has speakers, and I guess it's a bit of an open marketplace for ideas. And both yourself and also Pat McGorry gave a presentation there. You gave a presentation there. It looks like it was at the end of November, or you know, middle of November in last year. And your topic was, you know, suicide prevention.
Mm.
And It was a great presentation, because what you did, you started out, you took on this narrative in Australia that when it comes to looking after our mates or our friends physically, we do it extraordinarily well. Mm. And you drew on the themes of the lifesavers, which are voluntary, you know, the firefighters and the country fire services that are voluntary, mm-hmm. The medics that are voluntary, the SES that are voluntary. And then you issued a challenge to your audience. You said, why have we got such a disconnect when it comes to looking after our mates, you know, or our community's mental health?
Mm.
And that was the challenge you put to the audience. The challenge I put to you today is to go on the record and say that the comments of your chair had no rational basis.
Well, as I said, and thank you for that bio and that challenge, Rob, and I think you're right to throw that challenge out. Absolutely. I think we have to be always looking at our own behaviour, at the behaviour of those that we can influence around us, especially as directors of boards, you know, and people like myself. You know, we have a greater level of responsibility around what we say. There's no question about that. And I think it's absolutely unacceptable to ever discriminate against anybody unfairly, especially people who are vulnerable. And it's our responsibility as leaders in communities or advocates for others, as I probably prefer to call myself, to always be doing all that we can to ensure that those that are disadvantaged or excluded in some way are protected and not excluded wherever we can. And certainly the things that Jeff said there don't hold up against the evidence. That's his personal opinion, and he's absolutely entitled to that, as everyone is. It's one of the wonderful things about our democracy.
Yeah. No, don't. I don't think anyone would disagree with the fact that people are entitled to have their opinions, but to issue them, as it were, ex cathedra, with attaching your organisation's name to it, I think was unacceptable, to me anyway. Question here from one of the listeners. This is from Kate. She says, how can the board of Beyond Blue support Jeff Kennett remaining as chair when his most recent public offering fundamentally undermines the mission of the organisation?
And look, as a fellow director on the board, that is something that I know that the board will be considering and discussing, but it's not a question for me to answer, and certainly not on air, but it certainly is a question for the board to consider, and I'm sure they will be doing that.
Yeah. We've also got a message from the other side of the argument here. Talk about overreacting to Jeff's comments. Did he specifically say gays are bad parents? That's from Jono. No, he didn't say specifically that gays were bad parents. He was subtler than that. He said the best outcomes for mental health for children is to be raised by heterosexual parents, just to clarify that. Question here from Zoe to ask you, getting on to the more positive side of things, what's Beyond Blue doing by way of funding for direct initiatives for people with or at risk of depression in the GLBTI community, like, for example, Switchboard, Lifeline refer their GLBTI calls to them?
Look, Beyond Blue has allocated, or the Beyond Blue Board has allocated well over $1 million for research into depression and anxiety and related issues that affect GLBTI people. We've also set aside particularly $200,000 to research an awareness campaign, which is underway right now. And you can find out about that on the Beyond Blue website, which is beyondblue.org.au, to address the impact of discrimination on people's mental health more broadly. And that's all ages. And we're very interested for people and keen for people to get online and have an input and tell us your stories, because that's what we need to inform those campaigns. So they're the types of things that we're doing.
Okay. Joe Harrison wants to know what that Walk in My Shoes project is doing to reach out to older GLBTI people. There doesn't seem to be anything on the invitation that indicates older people are welcome, and there's a very high suicide rate among elder GLBTI people.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great comment, and we perhaps need to make sure that we do encourage older people to participate in that, and possibly not as many are online, although I don't know that we can assume that these days, because there's many older people who absolutely are online.
I think Joe is suggesting that you might make the invitation to take part in this research a bit more welcoming towards old people, to make it clear that they are welcome to participate.
I'll take note of that and absolutely see what we can do to get it out to the older community.
That would be great. And a question here from Wayne. He says, do Beyond Blue see themselves as an inclusive organisation or an exclusive organisation?
We absolutely see ourselves as an inclusive organisation, and we're working very hard to ensure that all staff and everything that we do, every campaign, every piece of literature is as inclusive as we possibly can, and we always welcome feedback on what we're doing.
Dawn, Rob again, can you see that we have to draw a line in the sand at some point with the relationship between the GLBDI community and Beyond Blue? Otherwise, this and these initiatives that you're taking actually just aren't going to get anywhere. I understand that you know, to have the conversation with Jeff Kennett is difficult, but it seems to me that your life has been full of difficult conversations. when I looked at you on the TEDx stage, I mean, you know, clearly you've got all this lived experience, which is what, you know, Beyond Blue has been so missing. You know, it just hasn't had that. In many ways, I think it's like Jeff Kennett's old advertising agency, K&F, that they've got a product called Depression and they've divvied it up into sort of GLBDI and a bit for Indigenous and a bit for antenatal, but they actually haven't got the lived experience, and you need to give them that.
Yeah, and you know, I'm certainly keen to bring that to the organisation, and I want Beyond Blue to be able to engage with the broader community and people with a lived experience, as you say, Rob. And as much as I can do as the CEO, I will be committing myself 1,000% to that. So, you know, that's the goal, and we want Beyond Blue to be accessible to the GLBTI community and anyone in the community who needs support, information, resources from an organisation like Beyond Blue around depression and anxiety.
And this is Doug Pollard and Rob Mitchell. We're talking with the CEO of Beyond Blue, Dawn O'Neill. Dawn, got a question in here from Corey Earlham, whom I think you know. Jeff Kennett's been an inspirational leader for Beyond Blue in terms of starting up the organisation, delivering solid connections with government, networking to raise funds, etc. However, 11 years is a long time for the organisation to not undergo change at the top. Actually, I believe he said he was going to step down in 2010 originally. More recently, his comments have caused concern about exactly whose improved mental health he's advocating for. Is it time for a change at the top and for Mr. Kennett to resign? I won't ask you to answer that one because you more or less already have. One here from Andrew Alexander, which I particularly wanted to put to you. In the past, Beyond Blue has formally appointed ambassadors to work within at-risk communities like footballers and others. Is Beyond Blue planning to appoint an ambassador to work proactively within the LGBTI community, given we know that this community is one of the more vulnerable to depressive illness and self-harm?
Great question. And yes, we are. We've been interviewing a couple of different people, and I just can't disclose who they might be at this time, but they're from a wider age group as well. And we're very excited about that, and we're very keen to have ambassadors from every part of the community. So, yes. The short answer is yes.
So I suppose to sum up, well, the situation is that things are beginning to change at Beyond Blue. You are making steps in the appropriate direction, and you are open to making changes.
Yes, absolutely. And we have our 1,200 consumers that we run every campaign and every bit of literature through, and many of those are from the GLBTI community. We are absolutely keen and open to hearing from everybody. I have had a lot of letters and
not surprisingly,
and I will reply to all of them. I just want to assure listeners of that. And we certainly are very keen to engage and be inclusive in everything that we do.
Well, that's very good to hear. We will watch developments with interest, of course, and we'll be happy to talk to you again on the program anytime.
Yes, anytime for me, Doug.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dawn O'Neill, CEO of Beyond Blue.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.